Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon orders flags to be flown at half-staff statewide today, Wednesday, September 11th, in honor of Patriot Day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff across Wyoming today, Wednesday, September 11th, in observance of Patriot Day. The order applies to both the U.S. and state of Wyoming flags, which will be lowered from sunrise to sunset to honor the lives lost during the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. Patriot Day, designated by Congress in 2001, serves as a day of remembrance and service in honor of the victims, survivors, and heroes of that tragic event. Governor Gordon issued a statement urging citizens to reflect on the importance of vigilance, resilience, and compassion, noting that September 11th remains a powerful reminder of our nation's strength in the face of loss. Gordon said in his statement, "For those of us who remember that day, it has become an incredible memory of how our nation must be ever vigilant. For all of us, this tragedy will always serve as a reminder of the strength, resilience, and compassion we possess in the face of devastating loss. I urge all citizens to take a moment to commemorate and honor the Americans who were lost, who were injured, and who saved lives on that tragic day, and to do our part to never forget." The series of airline hijacks and suicide attacks committed 23 years ago in 2001 by 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda against targets in the United States was the deadliest terrorist attack on American soil in U.S. history. The attacks against New York City and Washington, D.C. caused extensive death and destruction and triggered an enormous U.S. effort to combat terrorism. Some 2,750 people were killed in New York, 184 at the Pentagon, and 40 in Pennsylvania, where one of the hijacked planes crashed into the ground after the passengers attempted to retake the plane. Police and fire departments in New York were especially hard hit, with hundreds rushing to the scene of the attacks, and more than 400 police officers and firefighters were killed. In commemoration of 9/11, the Campbell County Fire Department will have two events today. The 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony will take place today at noon at Fire Station Number 1 at 106 Rohan Avenue. You can park in the main lot and walk to the northwest side of the building. Later in the day, the fire department will host its fourth annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Thunder Basin High School Stadium at 6 p.m. The event is free for all participants. Registration begins at 5:15 p.m. and anyone from the public is welcome to attend. If the stair climb is too physically challenging, attendees can also walk the track in solidarity. According to the Campbell County Fire Department's Facebook page, attendees can buy a commemorative t-shirt at the stair climb. All proceeds raised will go towards local first responders. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.